Welcome to Chaste, or Haste to Glory Diaries, entry, or echo recorder. The thing that bothers me, or the thing that gets me, is am I really missing out? Fear, missing out, FOMO, whatever it's called. Is it a thing? I never really liked dating to begin with. I also never really liked the whole aspect of like an interview or test. I don't do any of those well. This is Chrissy with Haste to Glory Diaries. I'm pretty sure that most of the media is fake because you see the happiness and they take the pictures of the happiness, which I don't even really look at or scroll through. I'm not like a scroller. Me being an 80s baby, I don't know. But people get the misconception that being single means incomplete. When I see so many unhappy couples, I used to work in an industry where I would be around couples all the time. And I would like hear yelling and screaming and the cheating and the... But then again, you kind of have to separate yourself from Christians and from the regular people, the regular folk. But deep down, I know that it's not like the truth, I guess. And even Christians, you know, or not so saved Christians, because I really do believe that if you are connected to God, holy, sanctified, righteous, you know, that's kind of is what separates. And I get people that probably say, you know, why are you single? You seem to hit all the dots, cross all the boxes. And then, like, the celibacy or the abstinence or abstaining, you know, I'm a mom and I changed my life for the better when I really did give my life to Christ Jesus and realized that, you know, he did, in fact, sacrifice himself for us. And it kind of hits so differently. And that's why I see all the other stuff and it doesn't really necessarily matter to me. Am I in a rush to settle down? Yes, I was when I was of the world. Does it bother me about all of the stuff that I see or hear? Not anymore, because, again, Jesus Christ died for me. And I'm okay. And I know most of those relationships aren't really happy. The divorce rate, sky. Rocket, roof, separation, you know, skyrocket, roof. It's like none of these people are happy because they rushed into stuff and they were never complete themselves. And you can't expect someone else to make you complete. So here I am. I am ready to sort of date after all this time. I'm not thirsty. I'm not, you know, I'm quick to block. I'm quick to ignore. I'm quick to go on about my way because I know that that's not what God wants for me. And I've asked God a couple of things. I've asked him a couple of questions about that. One of the myths that I do not like and I think is horrible and from the pits of hell is you'll be happier in a relationship. I was in an abusive relationship. I don't think that's happy. And of course, you get the ignorant people that say something must be wrong with you if you're single, which that's like the worst myth. That's like a backhanded compliment. Well, it's not even a compliment. It's just like a dig at you. And I mean, sort of because you're dating people, but not necessarily, which is why I kind of just it stopped because I realized that I could have been attracting the wrong people, and I really just had to go through a whole change fast prayer. And those people just kind of disappear. I will be out of your hair. I was going to ask for some advice. So please tell me your advice on apps and dating and all of this kind of stuff. And the questions that I get, the introductions that I get are like, wow. So I'm just like, what do I do? Being single isn't a punishment. I have come to the realization. It's kind of a blessing. It's a time in your life. And just like we're coming into fall, winter, and the other seasons will come, I don't think you're missing out. It's okay. Because if you're sad and lonely now, you're going to be sad and lonely in a relationship, and that's just going to wash off on the other person, and they're going to be sad as well. So, yeah. Thank you for tuning in. I would like to know your thoughts, your suggestions, your app choices, or if we even do apps anymore. Please tell me and please help me out. That was not an app. I just have to tell you that. Okay, maybe it was. But please tell me and let me know your suggestions on dating. And I guess with kids, but I don't really involve them too soon in my relationship or dating. Take care. This is Chrissy from Haste to Glory.